This is Radio Kate here at Bletchley Park. We've just had a memorial service and the unveiling of the stone on which Winston Churchill stood, which is very nice. And I've managed to grab another veteran here. This is Sheila Allen, who was previously Sheila Holding. Mm-hmm. And you actually worked at Bletchley Park during the war.
I did, yes. It was about 1942, I think, when I came, because I was in the WAF. But our section was the naval section. So why they had WAF there, I don't know, but that's what we were. We're a little group of WAF. And we were on direct line to the Admiralty. All the messages that had been decoded and translated into English came to us, and we were on direct line to the Admiralty, which was quite exciting sometimes, you know, when there was a sort of any U-boat in stuff going on. It got quite interesting.
I mean, what's the story that brought you to Bletchley Park?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, when I joined up, I was a shorthand typist, you know, just a typist, and I joined the WAF, and I ended up, first of all, going to Morecambe, where it was pouring with rain every day we were there. Then I was transferred to Plymouth, and I was told that I was to be in the admin section. I'd never heard the word. I didn't know what admin was. But I said, well, no, I want to be a teleprinter operator. And they said, oh, you'll have to remuster there. That was another thing I'd never heard of. But eventually I got to Cranwell and did my training there. I was then sent to... where was it? Oh, Chris has gone. It was a bit of a mystery, really. I haven't had an uncle whom I'd never met, hardly even heard of. And he was living in one of the occupied countries. So they kept me back while they did a sort of a... what do they call it? A survey. Anyway, they dug out all they could about me, and then they realised it was nothing of any significance. So I then went to Cranwell, where I did my training as a teleprinter operator. And then I went straight to Bletchley, came straight to Bletchley. But why I was picked, I don't know. I was quite a fast typist, but then when I was on the teleprinter, of course, you couldn't type very fast anyway, not with those keyboards. You couldn't type like you do on a typewriter. And, well, really, that was basically how I came to be at Bletchley, and I was here until just after the war.
And what was it like? What was an average day for you working at Bletchley?
Well, we were in groups of four or five, and we were doing a full 24-hour, you know, 7/7/24. That was all, really. We were in digs to start with, and then they built the camp at the back of the house here. So we all moved into this rather dreary, you know, like any army camp, which wasn't much fun. But it was a long while, and like with most people, nobody knew what anybody else was doing. You never went out with somebody and said, oh, where do you work? What are you doing? It just wasn't done. You'd signed the Official Secrets Act. And, of course, you didn't discuss anything that you were doing.
So even among yourselves?
No, you didn't. You never mentioned it at all.
So you were working with messages that had been deciphered, so you would have maybe had some idea of the importance of them, but did you understand the scale of the work that you were doing?
Not to begin with, but, I mean, it obviously was some... It gradually became quite... it was a bit daunting, really, you know, sometimes. Yet other times you'd have a boring session where it was just numbers, like U-boat numbers and coordinates and things like that. Nothing very exciting, but no, I did enjoy it.
And when did you, or what point did you find out how important the work that was being done here was to the war effort?
Not till after the war. When that book by Professor Hinsley came out, I think it was just called Codebreakers, and my son bought me the book, and then I began to realise I could pick out sections, and one of the men I worked for, Walter Ettinghausen, he had a whole section, and his brother too, Ernest, and gradually reading the books I learnt more and more.
One of the other veterans I spoke to said that they found it actually quite shocking when that book came out because nobody had spoken of it before, and she was quite alarmed when it had come out. No, it seemed wrong to speak about it.
And strangely enough, the sergeant on my watch, Margaret, she'd been a sergeant for a while. I kept in touch with her after the war, and I went at one point and stayed there with her for the weekend. then I had occasion to phone up, and a young man answered the phone and said, I'm sorry, but my mother's died. And he said, were you at Bletchley? And I said, yes, which I wouldn't have done, if it hadn't been the end of the war. And he said, because my mother never mentioned, even after the war, he said she never told us what she did in the war. It was all out in the open by then. I don't know what else to say, really.
Tell me of all the messages that you knew the Scharnhorst had been.
Well, yes, in a very mild.
Yeah, but you said you told me several times that you got the message that you sent to the Admiralty that the Scharnhorst had gone
that
down.
That it was gone, and that was it.
Yeah,
yes.
But you would have been one of the first person
to have done. Yes, possibly, but it's so vague now, I can't remember an awful lot of the things we did, of course, and it's a long while ago. So.
And how does it feel coming back here? Does that bring it all back to you?
I've never been when there's been so many people here. I've come up on a day coach trip from Brighton, and that I quite enjoy, wandering around on my own. But this is really massive, I was trying to get an idea of how many people there are here, and I've asked one or two, and they just don't know. I said, just give me an estimate, so I can write in my diary. But I have no idea how many.
And you've got a couple of splendid medals on you here. What are they for?
Oh, well, what are these, Chris?
Well, that's the one given to you by the Prime Minister.
Yeah, everybody gets those.
That's the Bletchley Park Veterans badge. That's the Victory Medal and the Defence Medal.
Oh, you know more than I do.
Well, they look very smart.
Yes, that's all. I like my little veterans one. That's quite nice. And the brooch is quite pretty. I don't know why I got that. I only got it recently from Gordon Brown and a certificate. But why? I don't know. I suppose everybody got one.
Well, I think maybe because the work you were doing here was just a little bit important, perhaps.
Yes, but, I was only one of many, many, many. Because when I read the Professor Hinsley book, they never mentioned Block A teleprinter or Block A naval section, which is where I was. I said, nobody seems to mention the naval section. And I actually wrote to him, and he wrote back and apologised. He said they'd only written up to so many, they finished, and probably there would be other books afterwards. But I said, I never find any reference to the naval section. I did today. I actually went over to what used to be the naval section, and it actually had a notice on the door that it was a Block A teleprinter room. So that was the first indication I had.
And how many of you were there working there? Did you say four or five of you?
Yes, Margaret, Diane. I remember all of them. Yeah, about there were five of us. And, of course, we just did covered 24 hours.
I mean, some of the messages that you were reading must have been quite shocking or...
Well, we didn't associate them with actual happenings. I mean, a lot of them were just, what do you call it, longitude and latitude. And you just sent it off to the Admiralty and they got on with it, We didn't have any further connection with it at all. I would have liked to have seen some of the documentation since the war, seen something with my initials at the bottom. But I don't know if they've been destroyed or don't know what they've done with them.
Well, maybe we should find out for next year.
Yes, that would be rather nice. There must be a lot of stuff probably at the Admiralty down in the archives or something. So you find something with WEE / SMH, that'll be one of my letters.